This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. It's time for the super polished, yet to be named Smart Baseball Weekly segment with Eno Harris. Saris, son of a bitch. Brought to you by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from the ballpark by the bay in Chula Vista. Here's Eno Saris with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And since we last spoke to Eno a couple of weeks ago, he made every beer lover's pilgrimage to Germany. And I'm dying to hear how that trip went. Good morning, Eno.
Hey, how you guys doing? It went great. The kids complained that we had to do a beer garden every day, but we had to.
I mean, it's a law there. I think that's isn't that the German law? You have to go to a beer garden every single day.
How much sausage can one man eat is also the question.
Oh, my God, my wife was rolling her eyes by the end. She was like, all I want for dinner is vegetables.
Dude, I was in England this last week, and I came home, and I first thing I had was a carne asada burrito. I have to have it as soon as I land in San Diego. But yeah, that jet lag got me real good. You know, I'm finally coming out of it. It's no joke, man. And I didn't have 7,000 beers and sausages like. Also, I was not with my kids, so that makes it even tougher, my man.
Yeah, we tried to do like a museum and a gardens and a beer garden every day, but I'm surprised the kids didn't whine more. But usually something in the museum was compelling to them, or we went to a chocolate museum too. We mixed some stuff in for them.
That's killer.
Well, I gotta say, I am jealous of the Milwaukee Brewers. Any team that can handle the Dodgers with such aplomb,
yes,
and sweep the season series is certainly intriguing to San Diego Padres fans. You try to break down what exactly they're doing. Obviously, you know, getting a pitcher like Miz breaking out and getting Brandon Woodruff back is huge, but they're unlocking kind of talent everywhere here, you know?
Yeah, there's some actual similarities with the Padres. I mean, for one, both the Padres and the Brewers make a lot of contact. Both are looking for a little bit of slug. One of the differences maybe with the Brewers is they're kind of an elite defensive team. And they don't play anybody on the field that's not above average defensively. And then they have a lot of elite guys too. That might come a little bit from being a younger team, but also guys they've acquired have just been really good, like Bryce Turang, but also Caleb Durbin is a pretty good defender. Like the guys, Joey Ortiz, you know, who isn't a great bat for them right now, is a great defensive shortstop. So they're really good defensively all over the field. And then they're really good at taking pitching that was easily acquired and making it better. Now, I think part of that is the pitching coach. Chris Hook is really well regarded, and Niebla is as well. But there must be something more to it. I wonder if they've unlocked some stuff in sequencing, because I've talked to Tobias Myers, a pitcher for them that had been with the Rays and the Guardians before the Brewers, who had an insight into some of the best pitching development squads. And he said that the Rays and the Brewers are very similar in that they were like, just throw good stuff into the zone. The Guardians were more obsessed with throwing to certain spots. But the Brewers aren't doing anything crazy there. I wonder if they figure something out with sequencing, which is like the order of which you do your pitches.
Quinn Priester is kind of their Randy Vasquez. Doesn't get a lot of strikeouts, just gets movement in the zone. He gets a lot of weak contact.
And then you have the great defense, right? So, you know, there's just something about that. There's some similarities there. So, the thing that I wanted for them, for the Brewers is the same thing I want for the Padres, is to go get some slugging at the deadline.
Yeah, no question.
Slugging in postseason is, people like to say pitching and defense, but when I've studied it, it's slugging.
You know, and I saw a tweet yesterday from one of our listeners, a huge Padre fan as well. He said, this is after yesterday's game, 6 plate appearances to guys with a sub 600 OPS today, which makes 1,106 plate appearances to sub 600 players on the season. He said this is how the 23 team missed the playoffs. And man, you look at that, and Padre fans, I think, you know, we're pretty in tune with them. We talk to them on a daily basis, tweet with them. They're in our chat. Everyone is kind of waiting for the balloon to pop, you know, with the San Diego Padres. Like, you cannot continue these one run wins. You know, they're seemingly in every game. You know, defensively, I think they could be better. They could tighten some things up, certainly. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to getting that those OPSs up and getting better bats in the lineup. And then, you know, you feel like with their bullpen, they could do some damage.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the pieces are in place. It's just, you know, when you saw that rally in Miami where they came back and Jackson Merrill got them within a run.
Yeah.
You know, and the tying runs on base,
yeah,
in scoring position.
No outs.
And then, you know, it's just the bottom of the lineup. And you're like, oh, like this isn't a great bottom of the lineup. It's actually pretty bad. So, you know, as part of that is the bottom lineup. There's some approach stuff to the Padres, really let the ball travel and are kind of obsessed with contact seemingly. And, you know, sometimes you just want them to hit a dinger.
So bad.
And some of that is maybe just a couple, like, you know, Tatis kind of coming in and out, you know, big step, no step, little step, whatever it is, like kind of trying to find his power stroke again. But then some of it is just the bottom of the lineup, you know? And so, you know, I looked at it in the, you know, against lefties, they're middle of the pack. I think what they need is a left-handed power bat because against righties, they're 25th in offense. 25th. I was really surprised to see that. So
yeah, we all think we need a right-handed power bat, but apparently it's a lefty that we do need.
I don't. Yeah, I mean, you know, you had Brooks up there, and like if you just had a bigger lefty there, maybe that would have been the difference in that game. So, you know, I was looking through the available guys, and what I want is barrels. You know, barrels are predictive of power. They're the guys who hit the ball really hard and produce power. And I wanted left-handed, and Ryan O'Hearn's pretty good. He would fit this team, makes a lot of contact. He doesn't have a great barrel rate. The guy yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It would be help. It would be better than Brooks. You know, like it would. You know, it would be. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah, and so you know that you could maybe get O'Hearn and something that could be fun. But if you wanted to swing big, I think the guy who hit the homer in that game, Jesus Sanchez, he's a left-handed guy who, makes contact, plays the outfield decently, and hits barrels. He's a pretty good all-around player and you have him for 2 years. So, Sanchez would be kind of my ideal get, but if you were, and they are up against it salary-wise, maybe if you found a way to get O'Hearn and then you got the White Sox to pay almost all of Luis Robert's salary, you would get a lefty-righty combo and O'Hearn would be the steady guy and Lou Bob would be the, like, what if he figures it out guy,
yeah.
You know?
It is frustrating, though. We're talking to Eno Saris from The Athletic because, you know, the Padres do hit the ball hard, you know, StatCast, hard hit, you know, they had 12 of them yesterday. Doesn't feel like their hard hits really result in as much as other teams. You said the power is way down.
They don't pull them.
We've talked about that. The approach, they're not pulling the ball enough. You know, part of it is also, I think, the park factor at Petco Park. They had a lot of balls that seemed to die at the warning tracks all season long. And it's so random sometimes as well. When the Padres had playoff success, yeah, it was because of slug. You know who it was? It was Trent Grisham a few years ago. It was Kyle Higashioka.
It's just
random people start hitting home runs and you win games. And when they stop hitting home runs, you stop winning games.
Well, that's why you improve the bottom of the bench, right? That's why you improve the back end. That's what I was writing about with the Brewers. It's like, you know, one of the things that they did with their streak is, you know, they had three guys that nobody really, like Andrew Vaughn and Isaac Collins and William Contreras was starting to get healthy again. I was like, that's their bottom of the lineup, and they started to hit the ball hard. You know, when you have a deeper lineup, then you have what I call surprising pop in the piece. And so if they could just replace the bottom of the lineup with guys with surprising pop, that could change things too. I mean, the guys who hit 15 to 20 homers a year, they have pop.
You know, when we talk to you next Thursday, we will be in the final hours before the trade deadline. There may have been a bunch of moves. We may still be anticipating, but we know it'll be very interesting. It's good to have you back, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Eno Saris, a little smart baseball on a Thursday.